BBC News with Debbie Russ. The United States Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused a congressional committee of trying to intimidate and bully his employees. As part of their impeachment inquiry into President Trump, Democrats in the House Foreign Affairs Committee want to question five State Department officials about his controversial phone conversation with the Ukrainian president. At least one person has been killed and 200 wounded in Iraq in clashes between the security forces and protesters angry at corruption, poor public services and the lack of jobs. After a 10-year study, scientists have worked out the total amount of carbon on Earth, which they say will have implications for everything, from understanding where life can exist to forecasting volcanic eruptions. They estimate our planet contains 1.8 billion billion tons of carbon. Almost all of it is beneath the Earth's surface. Police in Malawi have fired tear gas in the capital, Lilongwe, to break up a protest over May's disputed election. The police force has struggled to cope with the frequent protests and has at times called in the military for assistance. In the coming weeks, the courts are due to rule on a challenge to the election. Museum officials in Cairo have welcomed the return of the 2,000-year-old golden coffin of an Egyptian priest, which had been smuggled out of the country. It was discovered in New York at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Met said it had been given fake documentation for the piece. That's the latest BBC News.